The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Let's go.
Only on Kiss.
Here's Colin. Colin's calling. Hey, Colin, thanks for calling, Colin. Really appreciate that you're calling, Colin.
No worries.
Okay, you didn't like that one.
What is this show doing?
I don't know, but Colin has a question. What's your question there, Colin? He's calling to find out a question, Colin.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah, I'm curious on how much your son's car bill was, or did you cave and kind of pay for him?
This kid... Oh. Look, full sentences. I don't want to get violent, Dylan, mm-hmm. but if I just start doing this with my arms,
yes,
okay,
swinging them,
and he happens to run into me, that's going to be his problem, isn't it?
What happened?
Oh, this kid, Colin, every day it's something with a sin.
Do you have kids, Colin?
I do.
How old?
8 and 6.
Okay. You're 8 and 10 years away from just doing this with your arms.
Right.
And if they run into it, that's their problem.
Well, what happened?
Calling every day with this kid. Okay, so he bought a car for $1,200.
Yes.
And it had a penis scratched into the hood, but that was before he bought it. That's not him, okay? Mm-hmm. That's fine, okay? That's all right. And then I went to drive it the other day, and it stunk like farts and fries, right? It was full of fast food bags. He's not taking care of his own property, but he paid for the thing himself.
So he gets to do what he wants.
He gets to do what he wants. Then the check engine light came on. Is this what you're referring to, Colin?
Yes.
The check engine light. Okay, so I get home. Now, I know nothing about cars, right? Gas goes here. That's all I know, right? And so I get home, and he says, hey, Dad, does the check engine light matter? I said, well, there's a light for it, so it must.
Right.
And I had no idea. The only thing I could remember is your warning, Dylan, that you experienced, must be, what, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
When you had to book an appointment at Canadian Tire, mm-hmm. the mechanics, to find out why your check engine light was on and your sweet Pontiac Sunfire.
You got it.
And it was because your gas cap wasn't on properly.
Yeah, and I had to learn that lesson. It's a hard lesson, but I think we helped a lot of people. Like, sometimes if you don't put it on properly, it just gives you a little check engine light.
Right, so I remembered that when he asked me, Dad, does a check engine light, does it matter?
Right.
And I said, well, when was the last time you got gas? And he said, well, last week.
Right.
And I said, well, when did it come on? He said, about a week ago. I said, well, did you put the gas cap back on?
Right.
Yeah. Of course I did. I waited for the three clicks because that tells me it's on.
Right.
All right. You following along here, Colin?
Yep.
He waited for the three clicks because it tells me it was on.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
So it couldn't be that. Well, now that's the extent of my mechanical knowledge. Okay.
You're out.
So I'm out. So we call our mechanic friend and he says, yeah, I can take a look at it. It's going to cost you $60 to look at it. Okay. He's going to pay for it. It's his damn car. So he drives it. I pick him up yesterday after work, drive home. He calls later. Car's ready. It's going to cost you $75.
Okay.
Okay, because he had to pay for a part.
What happened?
So I drive Riley to the mechanics, drop him off, and I said, I'm going to go talk to the mechanic, figure out what's wrong, right?
Yeah.
Guess what it was?
Yeah.
It was a gas cap.
No! How was it the gas cap?
He didn't have a gas cap. It wasn't even there. The mechanic's like, yeah, he didn't even have a gas cap.
What did he say, the three clicks?
So then he goes, oh, right, I put it on the hood and drove off, or on the trunk and drove off with it.
That's not three clicks at all.
And I said to the mechanic, I said, would that explain why the car smells like gasoline all the time? He's like, absolutely, that would explain
oh my goodness.
Why. Because you couldn't figure out why. Every time you go around the car, it smells like it's about to blow up. But
so
that was why.
You tell me that you told him the problem.
Yes.
He said, nuh-uh.
Couldn't be. Dad, you could never be right.
And then he had to pay $75 out of pocket to hear the same problem?
And to get busted in a lie.
Yeah.
So I figured that was punishment enough. He had to pay $75 for all of that. But he said, oh, I heard the three clicks. Oh, that must have been the time before when I got gas.
Right.
Colin, they're the what? Just do this with your arms. Just do this.
Yep.
And they run into it. That's their fault, okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So it was a gas cap again, Dylan.
I get so mad at that because $75 is so ridiculous to learn that lesson. And especially after you told him.
It's so frustrating.
So Pepper.
Yeah.
Do you think he learned his lesson?
I want to say yes, but I got to be honest with you. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if he remembers by now. That was yesterday, Colin.
Fair.
I hope so.
So
I hope he has.
What you can do now is go and take his gas cap.
Yes.
Off,
yes.
Put it on his driver's seat and put a note on his steering wheel. Put your gas cap on.
Yeah.
Good idea.
You're right. Or just take it.
Just see what he says.
Just take it and see if I got to take the car into Brad again, Dad. That's what he'll say. All right. Thanks, Colin. Have a good morning. Dad. I'm telling you. It's just, Dylan, every day. I know you're like, oh, here he goes with his kid again. It's every day is an adventure of misery.
Someone's texting and says, so Dad didn't even go and check to see if it was on right?
It's not my car.
It's not my car. That is his response. He, if he wants to keep it messy, if he wants to let it fall apart and doesn't want it to, that's on him.
Okay.
Okay? I didn't pay a penny for it. He can do whatever he wants. So if the check engine light comes on, all I can say is, well, you better call a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
If he, and whatever he does after that is fine.
Teaching him lessons.
By the way, you can hear him coming a mile away because one of those belts is loose. So when he starts the car, he says,
what?
That sounds like something he might want to get fixed at some point.
Oh, my.
But instead, he'll just buy more fast food and leave the bags in the car.
He's a kid. Come on.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
Randy wants to partake in our little contest this morning, Dylan.
Sure.
You're sick and tired of all the bad news.
The news just sucks.
You don't want to hear any bad news anymore, so you just want to hear good news from good people.
Mm-hmm.
Randy. This sounds terrifying, though, Randy.
Just a little bit.
Okay, so it's a, your five-year-old son, daughter? What is it, Randy?
Grandson.
Grandson. Okay, what happened, Randy?
We're actually grandnannies, so we go to our daughter's acreage and watch the grandkids a few times a week, mm-hmm. and so we do crafts and so on during the week and whatever else, and our grandson was out in the yard and he got stung by three wasps. Didn't like that too much, so when we were doing arts and crafts, he was making a fly swatter on a cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, well, what are you going to do with that? So he says, I'm going to go out and get the wasps.
Take care of the wasps.
Flies.
Little revenge.
Else is out there. Yeah. You got that.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets that done up, and he goes out and into the acreage yard, and he's hunting away and so on, and had a little bit of success. And so the next day, we have extra fly swatters at our house. Because his already broke.
Mm-hmm.
So we took him a nice new fly swatter. He was so happy. Thanks, Grandma and Grandpa. Thank you. I love it. For mm-hmm. five-year-old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then anyhow, he's out in the yard hunting again. And we're in the kitchen. And all of a sudden we hear this screaming and yelling. And what's going on? And we look up the window. And here he is running across the yard. And there's a coyote in the yard.
What?
Broad daylight. And it was chasing the family cat.
No. And
yeah.
Oh! Did the coyote get your grandson?
No.
Imagine that, Dylan. Not a happy story.
Not a good story at all.
Okay.
So, as it turns out, he's running and screaming and yelling with his fly swatter, and coyote is kind of still chasing the cat, looks over his shoulder like, what's going on? And he gets, like, can run fast. He's kind of gaining steam. The cat had already hid and ran under the deck, and the coyote is hightailed right out of there. Didn't
so
he
saved the
anything.
Cat? Your five-year-old grandson chased away a coyote with a fly swatter?
What?
Totally. Yeah.
Was he not terrified?
Well, I guess things just take over when you see something happening to somebody you love, especially
exactly.
your pet. So, you know, he just got that adrenaline and he didn't care. He just didn't really know the consequences, I guess, but sure happy he did that.
What a kid.
That's what you needed, Robbie, for your cat, is someone with a fly swatter.
You needed a five-year-old to scare that coyote away.
If only, right? But the coyote just tore your cat apart.
Oh,
rest in peace, Jack.
Jeez. Wow, what a kid. What's this kid's name?
His name is Augustus. We call him Gus.
Little Gus.
What a
nice name.
All right, good. Okay, thank you very much, Randy.
That's cute.
Oh, you're welcome.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS.
Good morning.
Okay, what's your headline? Dylan says news sucks. People are jumping on planes, falling off planes, fighting over vaccines.
Oh,
people
everything.
Are fighting over absolutely everything.
Everything's burning. So, everything sucks.
He doesn't want to hear it. He wants to hear your headline. What is it?
I have local lonely military wife finds new friends on friendship app.
What?
A friendship app?
There's a friendship app?
Yeah, it's also a dating app, but you can switch it to finding a BFF, and I've met six girls on the weekend, and now I'm not so lonely.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know when you don't switch Amazon Prime on, and you're wondering why you're getting so many different things? Imagine that happens on a dating/friend
Whoops.
App.
Whoopsie.
Yeah.
What app is this?
It's called Bumble.
Oh, the Bumble BFF. App. That's
so you
right.
can pick friends on Bumble?
Yeah, we had a chip and dip party. It was really fun.
What's cute. A chip and dip party? Is it what I think?
Yeah, everyone brought different dips, and we just went to town.
What a party!
So you met a bunch of people on Bumble and just went to town, but it's not what you might think.
No, not like that.
It's Dylan, even better.
You just
that is my type of Bumble.
What's a chip and dip party? Is it what I might think? What else would a chip and dip party be?
Well, I just wanted to know what it entailed. Obviously, I thought there was going to be
chips. You want to know the dips, don't you?
I wanted to know, like, I didn't know everyone had to bring their own dip. Did you have to bring your own chip? Are you all sitting there? What are you doing? I just was curious.
Can you get some, provide some details on the dips that were at the chip and dip party for Dylan?
Yeah, we had stuffed pepper dip. We had spinach dip. We had jalapeno popper tater tot dip.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a wild
These are
party.
All new friends? What good people you've met.
Yeah, I know. There's six of them, and they were awesome. We all got along really well, and it was good.
I think that this just gave me an idea for an app where you just meet people that like to eat like you.
Uh-huh.
Right? And you just meet up, and you just eat.
Oh, Bumble Buffet.
Yes!
And if you host it, you get all the leftovers in your fridge.
Did you host it?
Yes!
Yeah, I hosted it, so I got lots of dip in my fridge.
So are you having dip today?
Yeah, for lunch.
Oh, my God.
So six
what a dream.
Dip for lunch is pretty great. Don't you love when there's dip
dream.
For lunch?
Yes!
So six people showed up to your house that you met online to be friends with you?
Yeah.
Are you sure they all had it on friendship setting?
Yeah. That's
imagine how disappointed you'd be if you were the one that came without it on friendship setting.
If there's enough good dip.
Just some guy, hey, I'm here for the party, for the dip party.
Yeah, you definitely have to be selective and make sure they're real. Go through their Instagram.
When does your husband return? How long is he gone for, your military husband?
He is gone for 10 months, so June 25th.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Love you. Thank you very much.
Love you guys.
She could get $500 at Shoppers Drug Mart.
Pretty cool. We need to throw a dip party.
And here's Mark. Mark's quite proud of himself. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
What happened to you over the weekend?
Excessively inebriated local man wins the heart of his in-laws at a wedding.
were you the guy?
Yeah, I was.
How bad was it?
I only got told off a couple times.
Whoa.
And I kept all my clothes on for the better part of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So
it could have been worse.
I mean, wow. Yeah, it could always be worse.
It can
but,
always be worse.
It was never. It wasn't that great, that's for sure. But felt pretty good about it over the weekend. It was my girlfriend's sister's wedding. So.
Okay. I was just going to ask, was it your wedding? So you won the hearts of your in-laws. Did they not like you before?
Well, they never did say they liked me before, but I'm sure they do now.
All right.
Really?
He's charming as hell when he gets a couple drinks.
Apparently. Right on, Mark.
All right. So you won them over. All right. Nice. Thank you very much, Mark.
Good.
Hey, have a great night. Good morning.
Mark echoed the weekend.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Robbie, why are you so mad at Spider-Man right now?
So mad.
Off the air, Robbie's just ranting about Spider-Man for some reason.
Because I saw on Facebook there's another Spider-Man coming out.
Yeah, in December.
Hasn't there been 15 of them?
There's been 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, seven of them?
Spider-Man movies in the last decade.
At least, yeah.
At the minimum.
Well, in the last, like, 20 years.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, been the Tobey Maguire one was, like, 2003. Yeah.
It's just, like, haven't they exhausted the Spider-Man yet?
Well, they keep remaking them. They're different ones every time. The new ones are amazing with Tom Holland.
Yeah. I just don't understand why they have to have so many of the same movies.
It's just like songs about love.
Yeah.
They still make songs about love all the time.
Yeah.
They don't say the same things. There's different concepts about love.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Love hurts, love sucks, love's this and that. It's not Spider-Man.
Well, these are different concepts too. You haven't even watched them, Robbie.
They're neglecting all the other
insects. Have you watched a single Spider-Man movie,
The Tobey Maguire one where he kissed the girl upside down.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend, Robbie?
I don't want to watch Spider-Man.
No. One step at a time. What are you doing this weekend, Robbie?
This weekend is pretty open.
Okay.
Damn. I can't lie.
I'm going to ask you to watch every single Marvel Universe movie.
No.
What? In order.
No.
That would take him a month, wouldn't it?
Google how long that would take, because I know people that have done it. I think you could get them all in 3 days. You watched every episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It was like 14 seasons. You did it in 48 hours.
It was one of the worst things I've ever done.
Okay, but because you are so anti-Marvel movie.
Yes.
And Dylan, you are too.
Yeah,
but I know I'd ask you to do this and you'd just say no.
Yeah.
The conversation would be over.
Yeah,
I think Robbie might be game. I bet you would enjoy yourself watching those movies.
Let's see. It would take...
I'm talking all of them. I'm talking Hulk, Iron Man 1, 2, and 3.
Ant-Man.
I'm talking Captain America, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Iron Man.
I'm talking all the Avengers.
No.
Oh, my God.
Including that Age of Ultron.
I've watched the Avengers. They're just so long.
Oh, Endgame is really long.
But cartoons.
It is so good.
I don't think it is.
They're all cartoons with human heads.
No.
It's CGI with human heads on
them. It's true. He's got you there.
It's just so lazy, I
and
find.
Including the Spider-Man.
Lazy?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what it makes to create an online world that doesn't exist in real life?
Come up with a different insect. Like the Spider-Man has been in every one. There's bumblebees. There's dragonflies. There's grasshoppers. Ladybugs. There's so many more concepts that they could explore.
It's going to be the same show with a bumblebee.
Robbie.
No. Instead of shooting webs, he's stinging. It would be neat.
Well, there's a wasp. What's wrong with that? There's a wasp hero.
There is?
Yeah. Ant-Man and the Wasp. You just said you saw Ant-Man and the Wasp. I saw
Ant-Man with Paul Rudd because Paul Rudd was in it.
Well,
there's
the sequel
a wasp.
Is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
What? There's two Ant-Mans?
No, there's one Ant-Man. Yeah, there's two Ant-Man movies. Yeah. Ant-Man and Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Precisely my point.
Right? People love it.
They keep coming back to the
same
concept.
I won't ask you to watch the TV show. You don't have to watch WandaVision or Falcon and Winter Soldier. You don't have to watch any of that. But I want you to watch all the movies. Can you watch all the movies, Robbie? Just watch them already.
It's saying here it would take 2 full days.
There you go. You've got 3 days off.
3,000 minutes.
Yes.
So you start with Captain America, Captain Marvel, Iron Man, Iron Man 2, the Hulk, Thor, Avengers, Iron Man 3?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because you're going to watch it in storyline chronological order.
This would be hell.
Oh, this is true. This is a good text message just came in. Sounds like Robbie is arguing about something he knows nothing about.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. I bet you, Robbie, even just watch half of them and then come in on Monday and you'll be like, Pepper, you were right. Or Pepper, you were wrong. I'm fine. I'm Dylan. I'm fine being wrong.
Yeah, of course you are.
You're the one that hates being wrong.
I do not
I'm
like
totally
being wrong.
I'm totally fine being wrong.
So, like, what order do the Spider-Mans go in?
The one you just had. Spider-Man's near the end.
Spider-Man's near the end?
And
near
these
the
aren't all connected. These are different Spider-Mans. They're like reboots of each Spider-Man.
They're related to all the other movies that you'd watch. It tells a story as you watch all these movies.
This is the thing. Like, if I... Like,
oh, you'd get so into it, Robbie?
Like, say the show Roseanne, for example. They tried to replace Roseanne, the main character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it was a huge success. It's a completely different show. No, they just got rid of Roseanne. So there was no Roseanne in the reboot.
Replace her. Okay. Oh, yeah,
listen, right. If you have a show you like, if you have a show you like, and they replace the main character, it becomes a completely different show.
But
and
you don't like the show. You don't care about any of that.
But they keep on replacing the character. If the first Spider-Man was any good, they wouldn't keep making it.
Robbie,
yeah,
are you going to do it?
I'll watch the Avenger one.
No.
The first one. I'll
start from Captain America.
Oh yeah.
In that order, you can find them online, right? Because there's two different ways to watch them. In order that they were released, which isn't in order, or the order of the storylines and the time place and the time frame of the storyline.
Captain America, the first
Captain America.
Avenger?
Yeah,
that's the first one.
Which one is that? That's Chris Pines.
It's one of the Chris's. I don't know. There's a Hemsworth. There's a Pratt. There's a Pine. Yeah. I can't get them all straight. It's just Captain America, the first one. What's the next one?
Captain Marvel,
yeah.
Then Iron Man, Man 2.
There you go.
The Incredible Hulk. I've seen Iron Man and the Hulk.
Okay.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So I've
got to watch them again.
Skip those.
For
a lot of people aren't happy with you this morning, Robbie, and people love you.
Listen, I know I'm in the minority. I just don't understand why there has to be another Spider-Man.
You're going to do it? You don't even have to watch all. Watch half of them.
I'll start with the first one.
He's going to watch one.
You got to watch more than that, Robbie.
Well, I'll see how it goes. I'll start.
You're going to take that? I'll start?
He's like mom when you ask to have a sleepover. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah.
No, I want you to commit right now, Robbie.
It doesn't appeal to me in any way.
It will, Robbie.
It will be like work.
What else do you have going on? You have nothing in your life.
You said you could have said anything, Robbie, but you said you had nothing going on this weekend.
Okay, I'll start them and I'll go as far as I can get.
He's going to do it.
There you go.
Avengers. And then you come back on Monday with a report on what you think, and I bet you some of them will win you all.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
Taylor Swift. She is now on TikTok. Okay. She officially joined TikTok.
She wasn't before?
No, she was not. She posted her first video Monday morning, and then she dropped some news. Her new
new album is coming out.
No. This is she's redoing Red, Taylor's version. You know how she's going through all of her albums and slowly redoing every single one of them, recutting every single song so she could have the rights to her own music.
Right.
That's going to be out November 19th in the Red album, one of the greatest songs of all time. Taylor's 22.
Whoa! Uh-oh.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
I don't know if this one counts.
If what? You keep me next to you. Woo. You don't know about me, but I'll bet you want to. Everything will be all right. If what? We just keep dancing like we're 22.
because we weren't contacted for the re-record of it.
Oh, we should have been.
I know, it's odd that we weren't.
Have you heard back from Taylor Swift, Robbie?
No.
To come in and do live birthday, 22 no. birthday serenades on no. the show?
She's a little busy.
With what?
Life. Being
on TikTok?
Yeah, being one of the biggest moguls in the world.
Does she know that we do this?
Still doesn't know. I doubt it.
Still not sure on that. Robbie, I did have a dream about it, though.
What did you dream?
I dreamt that I met her at a meet and greet like I've done before, and yeah. I told her about this, and she thought it was awesome.
Well, didn't you give her a book?
I did, yes.
What is this Taylor Swift
story? Oh, it's my favorite Taylor Swift story.
This is a really great Taylor Swift story. Absolutely. If you've never heard this before, this was what, 8 years ago or so?
Yeah, last
time
roughly.
The time before the last time she was here?
It was two times before, I think.
This is a really cool Taylor. Listen, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey!
Taylor Swift.
Listen!
Okay.
Is everybody listening? I love coffee, Robbie. Is everybody listening?
Obvious. A lot of coffee.
Everybody?
Today. Yeah, I think so. Taylor Swift came and I was
hold on. They're not listening.
Okay.
Listen, this is a good story. You're going to like this. Hey, now kids,
you're building it up.
Shut up in the back seat for a second. Listen, Dylan's got a good story.
It's not going to be as good as you.
No, this is a good story. I like this story. You know what? This, after Lindsay Lohan giving you her phone number and then you losing it.
Yeah.
And, oh, you getting in the fight and beating up the customer at KFC because they asked for more ketchup.
No, those are salt and pepper.
It was salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper.
It was salt and pepper. Oh, I'm sorry.
It was salt and pepper.
Okay. Yeah, those are. Well, you killed your pet pig and ate it. That's a good story.
Yeah, but that was on purpose.
Right?
I wanted that. We knew we were going to kill it.
Remember, Robbie called that phone number in Vegas and like some sort of weird bondage girl showed up and whipped him with his belt?
Well, we did. It was escorts.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, you guys.
That's a good story, too.
PG-13.
Yeah. Okay. I pooped that bed.
669-6969. I remember that number to this day.
Anyway, it's a good story. Everybody listening? Okay, here's Dylan's Taylor Swift story.
Two times ago when she was in the city, I was lucky enough to get a meet and greet. I came to the meet and greet prepared because I was reading a book that I really thought was awesome. Yeah, you thought, you know what? You go to a meet and greet and you're always looking for them to give you something, right? You're there and you want their time, their attention. You want to meet them, their autograph.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, it'd be cool if I brought her something. So I brought her a book.
It's mighty nice of you.
Yeah, it was Robin Sharma's Who Will Cry When You Die. It's a small little book about just how to live the best life that you can. Very small chapters at the time, but they're just like little make you thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I brought it for there. I wrapped it up. She unwrapped it there. Her mom was there. We were all sitting in the back room. And she took the book and she's like, oh my God, this is so awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, so far, not a great story.
No.
Pretty crappy, to be honest.
Yeah. Well,
especially
really.
Considering you can tell the story about you beating up that customer at KFC.
Oh, sure.
But this is when it gets good.
So
everybody listening?
Takes
a good turn here.
Never thought anything of it after that, but I was a big fan of Us Weekly back in the day. I used to regularly go and get it.
Mm-hmm. You know, magazine?
Yeah, I used to love Us Weekly. I don't know. I was obsessed with getting the Us Weekly. I got it, and I was flipping through Us Weekly. And I got to a part, one of my favorite parts was what's in your purse.
Uh-huh.
So they used to go through celebrities' purses.
Mm-hmm.
And they would just break down like what kind of lip gloss they were using, whatever it might be, the kind of makeup they had, what kind of keychain each celebrity had.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor Swift did a what's in your purse.
Mm-hmm.
Inside of her purse was Who Will Cry When You Die. Robin Sharma's book that I gave to her.
You gave her.
And she ended up saying that it's just a really great book that taught me a lot in my life. And it was something that I found to be really, really wonderful. And everyone should get this book.
Isn't that a great story?
It was something.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, so it was in her purse.
So
and,
next time you see her, if you tell her we do this 22 thing, yeah, she'll come into the studio and serenade people.
That was in my dream. That's kind of what happened. She thought it was a really fun idea. And she said, oh, that's so awesome. I'd love to be part of that.
Yeah.
And then she came in, and I don't know if we sung it or not, to be honest. I think I woke up. Had to pee.
Okay.
Yeah, it was one of those wild things.
The Pepper
and Dylan Show
on Kiss 91.7.
Yesterday, we were pontificating at all of the things that we've asked Robbie to make. You know, those little songs, those little sounds, all those things.
Yeah.
Robbie makes all of those from scratch, out of just his general creativity.
Oh.
And sometimes we'll say, hey, Robbie, can you do this? And you'll be like, what? Oh, I guess. And then sometimes we completely waste his time by never using them.
Well, yeah, and a lot of these were from when I left the show.
Yes.
And I was working full-time as a producer.
Yeah.
And you would send me an email. I'm so disconnected from the show. I have no idea what this is.
Right.
Here's something.
We're returning the favor. We're paying Robbie the appropriate respect. And we're playing stuff that we've asked him to make that we only ran maybe once or twice or not even at all.
Mm-hmm.
So are you ready, Dylan?
Ready.
This is the contest. So we don't even know how to even play the contest. The contest we're playing is...
One time I accidentally ate this. I accidentally ate this.
What in the hell would that have been for?
Pepper sent me an email.
From 2016, Robbie.
And that's what it said. Hey, can you do me an intro for one time I accidentally ate this? I don't know. I have no idea what
did Pepper eat? It had to have been something you ate. Because you're always picking things off the floor to
eat. I eat stuff off the floor all the time.
But that's...
I think it was because I ate that piece of Lego. Or I saw a little piece of Lego and
you
I thought
it was a candy?
It looked like a candy, so I put it in my mouth and...
How do we turn this into a contest?
Of these three people, we will decide what the weirdest thing is they accidentally ate. Okay. We're putting you on the spot here. All right. Don't even know. We don't know. I mean, they may have never eaten anything accidentally. Hey, good morning.
Hi.
One time you accidentally ate what?
Wasabi.
Accidentally?
Yeah.
You didn't accidentally mean to? On purpose?
No, accidentally.
What do you think it was?
Oh, I don't know. I was just testing something with a friend, and I guess she dared me, and I just wanted to, okay, it looks like green. It's pasty. Didn't smell anything. So I tasted.
No, it seems.
You know, the cheap sushi places in the grocery store, wasabi?
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
You could spread that on a sandwich. Real wasabi?
Ooh,
look out below. That'll cave your head in, man.
Yeah.
No, this was at home, and there was no sushi, nothing. It was just this green stuff, and okay, I'll try it. I like to experiment things, and wow.
You know, wasabi may be the cure for COVID. We don't know.
It really clears you out quicker.
It really does.
Yeah.
How do we feel about accidentally eating wasabi? There's got to be something
better.
It
seems like you ate it on purpose.
Yeah, Robbie's not buying it.
No, you didn't accidentally eat it. I'm sorry.
I know it hurts and all, but yeah, that was intentional.
Thanks for trying, though. You had no idea what we were going to do. So
bet there.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
One time you accidentally ate?
Okay, well, I have a disclaimer here. I work with kids, so we were using chocolate chips at our table time doing card activities as a reward.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought one fell on the floor, so I went down to grab it, picked it up, just about got it up to my face, and it was poop.
So did you eat it or you didn't?
I did not actually eat it.
So close. Had you eaten poop, you might have won this morning.
I'm not listening to the words of the game here.
Okay.
One time I almost accidentally ate.
We love you for trying.
What love you.
Is the third one going to win by default?
Well, we've got another one calling in. So let's see. Good morning. One time you accidentally ate what?
Butter, but I thought it was cheese.
Oh, that's happened to me. That's a real shock to the system.
I went to my cousin's really fancy wedding, and they had these bowls of these beautiful balls of what I thought was cheese, so I just grabbed one and popped it in my mouth.
Oh, I love that butter.
That's good butter, though.
Yeah, I'll eat that regularly. It's delicious.
That was a happy accident.
For it.
You ever done the yogurt sour cream thing?
No.
Eh? Think it's
but my
yogurt?
My nanny used to do that anyway. She would just sit with a tub of sour cream and eat it.
Oh! No, I'm not getting yogurt unless it's flavored. Tell you that right now. Okay. I'm not getting plain yogurt. How boring do you think I am?
If you're making a smoothie or something, that's about it, though.
Yeah, but if you're making a smoothie, get a strawberry yogurt. It's just better.
Less sugar.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, here's Robbie and the sugar thing.
Get the plain. It's less sugar.
You know
what?
You're not going to get rid of sugar. People like sugar, Robbie.
You can get sugar-free
yogurt.
Strawberry yogurt.
How do we feel about eating butter and thinking it's cheese?
I think that's a fun story.
That's a good one. Okay.
I don't mind that.
It was an accident.
Let's see.
Because I can see that mistake.
Hi, good morning.
Hello?
Hey.
Morning.
One time you accidentally ate what?
Some cookies meant for the neighbor. I'm a mailman, and people often leave us treats in the mailbox. So I saw cookies, and I went to town, and then I read the card, and it was to my neighbor, thank you for being so great.
Oh, so they weren't for you?
Nope. Not for me.
Oh, so you just... Oh, I thought they were special cookies, but they were just not meant for you cookies.
Just not meant for me cookies.
Mm. You ate somebody else's cookies?
Mm. Yes.
You're an animal.
I am.
You would have won if they were pot cookies, right?
Or
you
would have
accidentally eaten pot cookies delivering the mail.
The story would have gone on for days.
Okay, sorry. Nice try, though. Okay,
nice. We love you.
Butter thinking it was cheese is still leading.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's awesome.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
One time you accidentally ate?
Tofu, thinking it was cheese.
There's another cheese mask,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
That's just disappointment, is what that is.
It is. It's gross.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could have been.
Does butter still win? Butter still winning?
Butter is.
Yeah, you love it.
Okay.
Love,
no
it. Love you. Love you. Hey. This one's not going bad, Dylan.
Yeah, I don't mind this. I just have been to a fancy wedding when those butters do look like they're just too fancy to be butter.
Yeah, we all know what that's like. So, eating butter but thinking it's cheese.
Yes!
Yay!
Pepper and Dylan.
Kiss 91.7.
Will Brisbane is here. If you don't know the name, you were the voice of the lead character in Paw Patrol. We spoke with you a long time ago because it was a huge opportunity and it made big news that, local Sherwood Park kid gets to voice Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
And the movie came out over the weekend, so we wanted to follow up with you, Will. Wait, how old are you? What, 16, 9?
I'm 16 now,
16, yeah, okay. And, It wasn't the number one movie at the box office. That was that punk Ryan Reynolds. He had the number one movie.
How many movies did you have at the box office?
I can't complain. It's Ryan Reynolds.
Reynolds. But it was the number one kids movie at the box office. It made a lot of money, right? Didn't it make like $30 million over the weekend?
Something like that. So that's really good. I mean,
did you go watch it?
Yeah, I watched in theaters, brought a lot of friends, some family.
See, that'd be fun.
Family, friends, stuff like that, and then yeah, it was super fun. Had a great time, and then we just went out for dinner afterwards. So,
where'd you go for dinner?
Local.
Yeah, that's where the celebrities eat.
So, was that the first time you saw the movie, the finished product?
No, I saw it once in like February of this year, and it was really not close to being done. Like, it wasn't fully animated at all. And then I saw it last weekend in Toronto for the big red carpet premiere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, nice. So you went to that, yeah.
So you've watched Paw Patrol 4 times?
Yeah, I mean, it's like not like the show, though. Like, the show is definitely geared towards little kids, and that's why parents aren't big fans of it, right?
Yeah.
Because it's always on and it's tiring. But the movie is definitely more geared towards all ages. It's super awesome.
A lot of violence and sex in this Paw Patrol, I hear.
Yeah.
I don't think so. How cool was it to see your voice matched up with a character on a big screen?
Oh, it was so cool. It was just really dream come true to be able to be in the theater and for everybody who worked on the movie, for all our hard work to finally pay off. It was just a great experience, a great feeling.
Interesting fact coming in about Will Brisbane. My son goes to school with Will. He drives an Audi. He's 16, so he must have made some decent money.
Okay, we're looking into this now. Because we Googled it, and Robbie, what did we come up with Will Brisbane net worth?
The internet says anywhere between $50,000 to $10
million. Okay. So there's a big window there.
Yeah.
The internet can flatter me as much as they like.
who else? What are the big celebrities that are in the movie?
So Kim Kardashian West, Tyler Perry, Jimmy Kimmel, Randall Park, Dax Shepard, Ian Armitage, Yara Shahidi, and Marseille Martin.
Okay, so when you went to the red carpet, in Toronto, did you party with them? Did you see them?
Well, no, because of quarantine rules, like that. They stayed in the United States. They were lame. They didn't want to come party with all us Canadian folk.
Okay, so you were the only one at the red carpet rollout?
Well, no, like the Paw Patrol people, like that, like people from the show, like the other actors in the show were all there. So that was super fun. I got to meet all the fellow team, all the Paw Patrol.
Yeah. Right.
That gives me shivers and nightmares of reminders of going to see the Backyardigans with my daughter at the Jubilee
she
Auditorium. Oh my God.
She loved it.
You
can
see the zippers in the suits. So you're going to go back to school with a top 5 movie at the global box office.
I know. Yeah, I never would have expected it. Like, if you told me, 2 years ago that this would be happening, I would have been a little cocky or confident, but even deep down, I would have known that I wouldn't have thought. So it's just really been a whole dream come true.
So what happens next? Like, do you go to some different? Does Disney call you? What happens?
Yeah.
I'm really just waiting.
Just math 30?
No.
I just really hope this is a stepping stone for me in my career to keep doing things that I love, keep acting, keep working on my craft. Just, I'm going to keep auditioning. I've been having a lot lately. I'm just having a good time, living the dream, doing interviews. That's super fun.
And yeah, I just don't want this whole experience to end. I'm not ready for it to end.
Are you doing voiceover acting or like live in person acting as well?
Live in person. I haven't ever gotten that many like voice auditions. I've only got like 3 or 4, maybe 5 Paw Patrol included, but they're really fun. Like I really like doing them. I don't get as many of them as live auditions.
I bet you the Bev Facey play this year from the drama class is going to be pretty good. Starring box office smash Will Brisbane in the Bev Facey play. Okay, well, Will, so we don't know what's next. When you do the voice of Paw Patrol, forgive my ignorance here, but I've got a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old, so I don't know much about Paw Patrol anymore.
Right.
Do you put on a voice, or is it just Will's voice?
Well, so it was Will's voice, and then Will went through a little thing called puberty.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, Ryder's voice is very high. Yeah, you're not talking to the same Ryder, essentially.
So if there's a sequel, you can't do it.
Well, near the end, they had to, like, voice tone. So, like, I'd speak in my voice, and they'd, like, up the pitch, right?
Oh, they would?
Yeah, so I don't know, technology, it's nuts. They can do that. So I guess if they wanted they wanted it to be the same voice for the sequel, they could easily do that. But I don't know. I don't even know. Like, I'm assuming there will be a sequel because it sells way too many toys and it's such a good movie. But yeah, I don't know. I hope they call me because that would be amazing.
They might have to neuter a dog, Dylan, to get that voice.
It's all good.
All right. Well, thanks for getting up early, Will. We appreciate it. Congratulations on all the success.
Yes, for sure. Thanks for chatting with me, you guys.
Take care, buddy.
See you later. There's Sherwood Park's Will Brisbane.
Yeah.
He drives an Audi. Your son bought a $1,000 car and sleeps till noon.
Honda Civic, yeah. I'll trade in a minute, Dylan.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Weekday mornings on KISS 91.7.
Here's Brandon. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys.
Dylan, you're going to say, finally, we've met somebody who's being honest. I believe everybody that said they would take a bullet for their dog. Brandon, however, go ahead, tell Dylan.
I certainly would not do that.
He would not take a bullet for
it only
dog.
Makes it... Mm-hmm. People are calling me cruel. They're calling me heartless. But you got to say it so people don't attack me.
It's not cruel and heartless. You got a life to live, so do I. I got to say that I'm not leaving behind for a dog.
That's right. Right. Nope. Yeah, if you have kids, I go, well, let's see. Did everybody we talked to, do they have kids or do they only have dogs?
If you have to choose kid or dog?
A lot of response. Oh, dear God.
See, that this is what we're...
Depends on how old your kid is.
No.
No, it does. Because No, it's funny.
He's only 18 months old.
Yeah, 18 months old, you take a bullet for your kid. With my son, 16 years old, right, I think he might have done something to deserve it. So we would sit down and talk to the gunman. And say, like, okay, what really happened here? Let's have a chat. Let's see if it's worth you shooting him. Because you know he did something.
Right.
Right? You know he's up to no good or something like that. So I need to hear the story before I decided to take a bullet for my 16-year-old.
I don't think that...
You know, a little younger than that, when they're a little more innocent and a little more, you know, need your protection, then yeah. I think at 16 you go, this is what you do if there's a gun situation with you and your child. You do this. Run! And then you take off.
Right.
And then they're left to their own devices, right? They're old enough. You can't carry a 16-year-old.
So you run.
Yeah, but they're going to be faster than you.
Well, you don't know that.
Okay.
There's a gun being pointed. Where are they pointing the gun?
Oh.
You go in two separate directions if you're taking a gun for your kid.
So, but people are mad at me right now for saying I think it's crazy that you'll take a bullet.
Falling on that grenade for you.
Thanks,
there,
buddy.
Yeah. Okay. How old is your dog, Brandon?
Oh, I don't have a dog.
No! Just hypothetically, if he did.
I like you, though. I believe.
Well. All right, love you, Brandon. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay. Dylan, you wanted to talk to the person whose dad has been shot 3 times?
Yes.
And said to get taken a bullet's no big deal?
Right.
This is Angel. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning.
Okay, so what happened to your dad?
Okay, well, the first time he got shot.
Oh, these are 3 different times he's been shot?
Stay away from guns!
Okay.
Oh, he's the biggest gun fanatic, too. He's got this massive gun collection. Yeah, no, he's going to... And he's 70. He's fine. Mm-hmm. The first time he got
shot... I like that you started a sentence that he's going to, and then you just moved on. Because we all know how Angel's dad's going to end, right? Okay.
Well, and his name is Amy, and my friend joked that his name should be Aim at Me because he gets shot all the time.
Oh, no. Okay, so what the first time?
The first time he was about 6 or 7. He was with a bunch of his brothers. He's got eight brothers, and one of his younger brothers was standing on the other side of this muskrat that they trapped, and he had a .22, I think it was.
Oh, and, what? Oh. I know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Everything will be all right if you keep me next to you.
Shot by a gun.
You know about me, but I'll bet you want to. Everything will be all right if we just keep dancing like we're 22.
You reserve it for
22.
Birthdays, usually. Firearms, but okay.
Got shot with a that's a serious gun. That's not just a little BB gun.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty big one. Yeah, so he got shot through the stomach.
Okay. Oh, God. And he was how old when he got shot in the stomach?
He was like 6 or 7. And okay. This is small town Saskatchewan back in the 50s, too. And he was in there for quite a long time, and half his liver's removed, and he's probably grown back by now. And he's got part of that bullet is still in his in him because it's too close to his spine. They couldn't remove it.
Wow.
It moves around when he gets x-rays. It's in different spots and stuff. But yeah, so that was one brother. And then he had another brother shoot him by accident when he was about 18. He took him hunting and the brother thought it was a deer and it was my dad who got shot in the arm.
Oh my goodness.
Does your dad and look like a deer?
No. No, he doesn't.
Okay, good question.
And then the other time he got shot, he was in his 20s, and he shot himself in the leg by accident.
What is the matter with this guy? And so what, he says, shooting, no big deal.
And, you know, have you heard of gun shoots? They have these gun shoots in Alberta where you dress up in old-fashioned and you go to these obstacle courses and you shoot things or whatever. He does that all the time.
Yeah, and his brothers shoot him.
Yeah.
Yeah, his brothers shoot him, and yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And how old is your dad now?
He's 70. Yeah.
Don't make him like they used to, Dylan. Like, look at this. He's been shot 3 times, and he's totally fine. Still got a bullet next to his spine. I'll be fine. Don't worry about me.
Unbelievable.
Lost scars, but he's fine, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so if he heard this conversation, he's like, take a bullet for your dog. Take a bullet for a gerbil, for God's sake, you babies.
All right. Probably.
All right. Love you. Thank you, Angel.
Thank you.
Have a good morning. See you later.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
We truly have an introduction for everything.
We do.
This is proof.
Should I be mad? Should I be mad?
I don't know!
Should I be mad? Should I be mad?
So this segment is called Should I Be Mad? How fitting.
Yeah.
So I promised Dylan at 5:30 this morning, because he said, wait, go ahead, let's recreate what you said when we signed on at 5:30 this morning.
I said, hey, promise me you won't be mad.
Right. And who can't make that promise? Because I want to know what's next.
Yeah, you have to promise me you won't be mad, though.
Because knowing if I said, well, I can't promise that, you wouldn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to say it. Mm-hmm. And because I promised not to lie anymore, right. 12 steps, then I can't say yes and then go back on it.
Yeah.
So I said, fine, okay, I won't be mad.
Right.
So instead here, and he told me what he told me, and he's going to tell again here for those that haven't heard it. Instead, we might need you to be mad on my behalf. Only if you think you should be mad on my behalf. And we'll lay out the whole thing and you can decide, okay? So listen to everything before you decide if you should be mad on my behalf, because I promised I can't be mad.
Can't be mad.
Go ahead. Okay.
So I was out for a walk yesterday with a friend.
Yep.
And we were just walking and we were talking and we were walking and we're talking. And she's like, hey, don't you live near St. Albert? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, actually, I live kind of right on the border of St. Albert. She's like, oh, okay, listen, I have a couple kids that go to school in St. Albert, and school's starting soon. I was like, okay, that's cool. She's like, she recently went through a divorce, and she had to move to the far, like, south side of the city.
Okay.
They were living in the north. Kids were going to school in St. Albert, right? And so she said, would it be possible if I could come to your house daily and just work from your house? Because I have to work from home right now, but I got to get the kids to school, and then I got to pick them up from school. And
oh, she'd so, be the commute would be awful.
Oh, it would be horrible.
My ex-girlfriend had to take her son from North St. Albert to Bonnie Doon, to a school in Bonnie Doon, back to St. Albert to work.
Yeah.
Back to Bonnie Doon.
Yeah.
And back to St. Albert to get home, right? It just, it's the sacrifices single parents make.
So she said, like, could I maybe just like rent a a space in your house and a bathroom. That's mm-hmm. kind of all I need is just mm-hmm. a little space to set up my desk and mm-hmm. do some meetings and, mm-hmm. and a bathroom.
Okay.
I said, well, where is this school? And she said where the school was, and it happened to be right by your house.
Okay.
And I said, well, it would be pretty good for you if you did this at Pepper's house instead of mine because mm-hmm. it's right by the school. And then she
said,
this
is where we find, listen carefully now, okay?
And then she said, do you think he'd be cool with that? I said, of course he'd be cool with that.
Now remember, I haven't been contacted. I know nothing about this conversation while it's happening.
So I kind of told her that you are offering your house.
Don't say kind of.
I told her that you're going to let her stay at your house.
There you go.
And use just a room or an area mm-hmm. for the desk mm-hmm. and a bathroom. Mm-hmm. You don't have anything going on. And so she's now...
Just life.
Yeah, listen. So the school year's not even that long.
The school year's not long?
No. It's September to what? June?
It's 10 twelfths. It's 5/6 of the year, Dylan.
Yeah, okay. Not my problem, though. It's yours. She's going to just be working. But here's the thing. Yes. It's only every second week.
Okay, yeah, because they're 1 week on, 1 week off with their ex, okay.
No problem. And so you don't have to do much. Yeah. I said that you might, because you love to cook, you might provide lunch.
Okay.
I didn't say
every
you,
day.
Awesome. I didn't say you yeah. would. Okay. I just said you might.
Yeah.
And that's all.
So you can't be mad. So you, without me knowing, mm-hmm. promised to your friend, who doesn't want to make a commute, and I can understand that, because that's right. a pain and annoying, and it's
your
a lot of driving
sympathy.
And a lot of gas,
yes.
right? So that she would, this perfect, I've never met, would stay at my house during the day mm-hmm. to work from home, like mm-hmm. use my house as a home office,
yeah.
just during school hours, so that she doesn't have to drive all the way home after she drops off her kids at school.
Right.
Who I've never met.
But because the school...
And I have to make her lunch every day.
You don't have to.
For an entire school year.
No, it's just, I said you liked to make lunch.
Okay.
I said that's like one of your favorite things.
I like to, yes, I like to...
Do you eat lunch?
I like sustenance. Yes, I do.
You eat lunch, so therefore I figured...
So why not make two every day?
It's okay, so easy, probably. But anyways, the school is so close to your house. Mm-hmm. I figured like it would be very convenient because... my house isn't very close to the school.
Okay.
And then you have to come to my house and then commute all the way back.
You just don't want her at your house.
I don't. Okay. I don't want anyone in my space. I'm being 100% honest. I can't have someone in my space all the time.
Okay.
You had Robbie live with you. You love people. Yeah. So anyways, you got
to
do it.
I pretend to.
You got to. Because I said that you would.
All right.
And that's why you can't be mad.
Can I be mad? Can I be mad?
No!
Can I be mad? Can I be mad?
I realize that this isn't what you wanted to hear this morning.
That's the question. Here it is. Here's the question we're asking again. Should I be mad? Yeah.
Should I be mad?
No!
Oh, no! Should I be mad? Should I be mad?
All right, so 917-917. Dylan promised my house. Whoops, sorry about that. Dylan promised my house.
Yes.
For this person I've never met, for her to work from home to be as her home office for an entire school year.
In my defense. Uh-huh. She had come into the studio one time before, like 3 years ago.
Oh, so I've met her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So fast friends, basically.
Okay, so 917-917. I promised I can't get mad, so Dylan told me, and now I'm in that little trap here where I can't get mad. What do you have?
Someone texting says, this is all year. Ha ha, yes, be bet. It's not all year. It's all school year. Don't be ridiculous. I don't know what to say. I understand perhaps that it's not ideal.
Will she be at my house before I get off work and get home?
Oh, yeah, of
okay,
course.
Okay, good.
She's going to drop the kids off and go right to your house and get to work.
Okay.
She checked with her job to see if there was like a satellite location because there's multiple locations for what she does.
Yeah.
And they said, no, can't do it.
Okay, so my house will be the satellite location.
I'm hoping. Like, do you want to say no after I said yes? That's not very kind of you.
I don't know.
No. Oh, yeah, and she's not paying you.
Okay.
Pepper and Dylan.
Kiss 91.7.